بتقولي جمعان جمعان
جبت عليك يا حلاق
شيشي حلاق البيت تخفتت من الاجتماعي
حريص وهي يتخيل منها مدرجة. We've been talking about the din of an orator which he has a vines up against a fence. Suppose over here the orator is on a terrace. So underneath it we have, of course, a field, but this is on the lower terrace. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Im Omeid Ba'aret Uboter Kulo, Arezo Oser Arba Amot Basader. Somebody could be standing on the lower level, in the Sadeh, that's underneath it, and be able to reach his hands up and be boter from the vines that are on the upper terrace, then the field becomes usher as if it's next to an oris, four amas, and the fact that it's the terrace is above doesn't bother us. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Afanotea akas oris v'akas v'madrega, im galoa asarat v'afim in mitzayafetima, there would also be a question about a case where somebody plants a row of vines near the edge of a terrace, and then he goes up to the terrace above and he plants another row of vines. Now the question is, does he have two rows to be considered a kerem or not? If the terrace above is 10 tefachim high, then it's not mitzvah. But if it's not 10 tefachim above the lower one, it is mitzvah.
Does that
include if you could still be voted for? No, it's not. The Shul Bar Nachman and the Yonatan B'Shem Rabbi Eliezer, they had name it Orla. Someone who now cuts down his carrot, and he cuts it down to less than a tefach, so that it's barely noticeable that there were vines here. And now they start to regrow. The new growth is considered to be Orla, even though obviously it isn't really Orla. But since people may not notice that you left a little bit of vine on the bottom, they'll think that these are new vines that you planted, saplings. So they'll think if you ignore Orla, that you're just ignoring the halacha. The Chachamim, however, say, what it should say is, Divrei Chachamim Ad sheyigom meim ha'aretz. The Chachamim say no. This is only true if you are gomim all the way down to ground level. But if there's something sticking up out of the ground, there's no problem. Why? As I mean, people can see that these are not really new growth. These are just old vines with new growth on them. And there's no din of Orla on that.
If you are gomim down to the ground, make sure
the same that the sun over. Shmuel Bar Nachman, B'Shem Reb Yonatan, B'Shem Reb Eliezer Ben Yaakov, also says, and we're bringing in other things now because it's for the same inyan of Ma'aretz Ayin and same idea on it. So there was another thing that they also said, was that if an Ani makes a kree out of Lekha Chikram Peir, even though certainly Lekha Chikram Peir are not private Shurma, but having created a kree out of it, it looks like it's his own grain, and therefore it's high of the truma gedalu b'shem aris ha'ayin. Since the tree, the digun, is what's required, one in truma, so this is required one in truma. Another mandiyama that's similar to this, another case that's similar to this, is that the same mandiyama, b'shem bar Nachman, b'shem Reb Yonatan, b'shem Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov, says over here, mishum beit shamai, that hamait in order to avoid people jostling up against the mace, they said that the area around the mace in Rosh Hasharabim is also tummy. Rabbi Mona says it's only the last case over here, but we're quoting it in the name of Beit Shammai. The other two cases, which were dinner and Ma'aretz Ha'ayin, those dinim were not quoted in the name of Beit Shammai. Those were straight Mishum Reb Eliezer. So don't get confused, even though we mentioned these together. And Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Bon says, no, actually, Kula Mishum Beit Shammai. Everything that Reb Eliezer was saying, all of it is being said, I'll give it to Beit Shammai. Oh, Rabbi Yonah, I've ordered the Tanina. Also, you should know that the case in the Mishnah, in which something that is on a terrace, is considered to be usher to plant, if you can reach it from the bottom area, and it has a din of the trellis over that area, that is also a maris ha'ayin halacha. It's not a din, an ikra din. Because the low chain, if you're not willing to say that it's a question of maris ha'ayin, could you tell me what possible napkanina it should make in any diraisa halacha between emeid ba'aretz or omeid b'madrega? You're telling me, if the guy stands on a ladder to get his grapes, so then it doesn't have a din of an art. But if he doesn't have to stand on the ladder, I mean, how about if he's like very tall? I mean, sure, like this, obviously. Is it the Rabbanan Aloka? That's all. So the whole thing must be because of Marathayan. If he's sitting there picking grapes in his lower field, so then it looks like he's in an area which is basically a carob, and he's got other things planted there, so they ask it askalani. Now, when we say Gavoa, it's not clear. It says, in Gavoa, I start talking, the second gate from the mission. So if you're being notea two vines, two rows of vines, one on the lower level, one on the upper level. So you said the shear is, if it's Gavoa, I start talking. What does Gavoa mean? My Gavoa, do we mean the Gavoa Shura? So we're talking about that the Hakpada over here is that the Shura, once the Shura is Gavoa, that is the second layer of the terrace, is 10 Tvachim high. So it has a din of Rishus Me'atzma, and therefore the anything that's planted there cannot be Mitzaref with something that's planted in the lower terrace. Oh, maybe it's Gavoa Madrega. Maybe what we're concerned about is that the Madrega, the first one is Shura, I'm sorry, I was explaining Madrega. Is it that the Shura is 10 Tvachim, one is 10 Tvachim higher than the other, the Shura is Gefonim? Or is it that the Madrega, the terrace itself, is 10 Tvachim higher? The difference would be that in came out, if you're going to tell me Gavoa Shura, that all we're concerned about is the actual Shura itself. So then, that would mean that shofa hamadrega kilomata. If it's on a shipua, let's say that you don't have an abrupt line between one terrace and the next, you have a gradual shipua slope going from one to the other, so then the din would be, this should say kilomata. So if you have over here now, let's say that the one terrace is 10 tall from above the other when you get to the top, but in the middle you have now a shipua. So if you were notea de shura, let's say, within 3 tvachim of the upper level, so we buy the upper level, even though the maita, it's planted within 10 tvachim of the lower level, because all that we care about would be the madrega, not the shura. If, on the other hand, you're telling me that the thing that's important to us is the madrega itself, so then, shipua ha-madrega, is what it should say, then the shipua of the madrega itself could still be considered milamala. Because as long as it's planted close to the upper area, even though it's not 10 tefachim away, it would be considered to be in a different rishus. So, if you take a look at your another picture over here, you have a 10 tefachim high shipua from one to the other. But the actual distance between the two shurot was only 9 tvachim. So that doesn't bother me if all I'm concerned about is that the madrega should be 10 tvachim higher. If I'm concerned about the shura, so then I would have the problem even if the shura is in the close to the top of the other madrega, because the shura is also in 10 tvachim from the other shura. And that would be the difference. Well, Tani says the Gemara, well, what's the question? I mean, doesn't it say Shtei Shurot the Madriga? But if you have two Shurot on the same Madriga, in other words, that they're part of the Shipua itself. You put two Shurot on the Shipua. Each one is separated by 10 Tvachim. The din over there is in the same Brisa, Eina Mitzarefet, because it's not Mitzarefet. So if that's the case, Isof Meima Gavoa Shura? How could you say over there the Shura is higher if it's saying that it's 10 Tvachim from Shura to Shura? Obviously, Lo Gavoa Madriga. Obviously, the point over there is that the Madriga is higher, and nonetheless, it's saying that, well, we're Makbid on over here because both of them are on the same Shura. And all that we're Makbid on in the Brisa is 10 Tvachim between the Shura. So we're not clearly that's what we're talking about. We can't be talking about the Madre Gaulis if you're telling me that if I planted the two shuras on the same Shipua, all that counts is 10 tefachim along the Shipua, correct? So it's clear that what bothers me is the Shura, not the Madrega. The only time we could possibly have had such a question is not where I was planting on the Madrega itself. It's Madrega meaning the stair itself, in other words, the Shipua itself. Okay, so therefore you see that it's the difference in the Shurot. One Shura is higher than the other. Omer Rabbi Mana. Ko otam asarat tefachim shebemadrega, asu otam makom bifnei atzmo. You're wrong. It's not necessarily so that just because two things were planted along the Shipua, that we're not concerned with the difference in the height of the Shipua, we're only concerned with the difference of the distance between the Shuras, one from the other. Because it's over there, I could also say, it's not because one Shura is 10 tefachim higher than the other that it's not mitzvahed. It's because any 10 tefachim along a Shipua is considered to be a makom bifnei atzmo. Maybe that's the point. You don't need to get to the top of the Shipua to be in a different Rishut. As long as it's 10 tefachim from the previous place, it's in a different Rishut. In which case, even our example of two Shuras, both of which are along a Shipua between one terrace and the next, doesn't prove that the only thing that counts is the Shura. All that it proves is that we're Mechalik Rishuyas even along a Shipua before we get to the top and it straightens out in order to plant now the new vine. So therefore, it may well be that if you have a Madrega that is 10 tefachim high, even though a Shura that we planted is not 10 tefachim high, it may be that we see it as a Rishus of Tatsma because the Madrega is a Rishus of Tatsma. You haven't proven anything by bringing me this price, I'm sorry. Well, okay, how about if we bring you from the case in Shabbos? To Mansamina now. Over there we have a case where somebody is throwing something in Rishus HaRabim. And he throws it Arba Amit, Rishus HaRabim, and it lands on a pole or on a wall. Now, it's in midair, in other words. So if it's a bomb on the outside of Tvachim, if it's 10 Tvachim above the ground, it's Kizorek Ba'avir. Lamas on the outside of Tvachim, it's Kizorek Ba'aret. So, because Lamas on the outside of Tvachim doesn't have a din of Rishus HaRabim at all, it has a din of a Malkim Ptur. So if you throw from the beginning of Rishus HaRabim, and it never lands in Rishus HaRabim, 4 Amis away, it lands in a Malkim Ptur, 4 Amis away, obviously you'll be closer. But if it lands within 10 tefachim of the ground, over there, you would be chayav. Rav Chista Amar, now there's two lashonos over here. The way that we have it is, b'modeid lachsan. Now most change, at least it's an emotion anyway, and it's easier to understand it, b'moreid lachsan. Okay, so lachsan meaning the word Alasan, the way we would say, right? So it's talking about over here that it's a murad laksa. So it's a wall which goes on a diagonal, because if it doesn't go on a diagonal, then what's going to keep it there? It won't stick to the wall. And the other gear is bimodeid. So modeid laksa would mean that's how the Gra learns it, but it's talking about that we count the alaksan, the 10 tefachim. That's how the Gra understands it. So the modeid alaksan, on which the Gemara says ve'ein sofa leleid, and I understand. But what about the problem of hanocha? You need hanocha, you don't have hanocha over here. In the end, it's going to roll down, isn't it? So it's going to stop it from rolling off the wall. Says Rebbe Tia v'shem Rebbe Yochanan. Let's learn that the case is tipater shaita devela shemina. It was a nice, fleshy, oily, fresh date, and it's stuck now to the wall. In any event, says Rav Chagai says to the son of Rav Yossi, Makora, this proves, you're telling me that the Shipua of the wall is the Mata Miasora. It's as if it's in Rishus HaRabim, even though obviously the Kotel itself is taller than Asara. So that's the same thing as the question that we had about our terraces. You see that even though you're on an area which goes lamala miyasara, but what we look at is where the actual shura is. So we see that we consider the dvela in this case to be part of the underlying area. So here too, in our case, we should say that if the shura is along the shipua, it should be considered to be in the underlying area, not in the top area. And therefore, we need to make sure that the shura is itself 10 tefachim above the lower area. Amarlei, said Rav Yossi, to him, has nothing to do with our case. Taman zra'im nehenin min hamadrega. Bramhacha derech b'nei adam, adam liyoshafim bavi nofelat. Look, there's no comparison. Somebody who walks by and rubs against this dvela, and somebody will one day, won't they? Then that dvela is going to fall to the ground. It has no particular connection to the wall other than it happens to be stuck there. Mashenka, in the case where you plant over here your terev on the edges of the shipua, that's where they are. That's where they belong, and that's where they're being yonik. You, Omer, suppose instead of answering me that it's talking about that there was a sticky fruit, you would have said Shayasham Chor with a hole in the wall. And then by a nene dinakor, so then where it is, that's where it's being nene from. Notice this is its mother. And then it would be the same as our case. Yashem Shazroim, that means Manamadriga. And then you would say it has a din of aura. Good. Yes, then you could bring a riot. But to bring a riot from the case of Yuvela Shemena to our case where something is planted is not a riot.
Separated.
Yeah. It doesn't belong there. Shegi note. Now we have another case in the brayer, which seems to be able to be used here as well. Shegi note. You have two note over here, mean garden-like areas. It could be planted anywhere you want. One of them is a carom. One of them is a gina. Shegi note zo agavizo. Hatachtona suya carom. Now the underlying one we have on the lower terrace, you have a vineyard. The upper one is, let's say, a vegetable garden. You can continue to plant the El Yonah all along the shipua of the terrace until you get to within 10 tefachim high of the tachtona. So let have the Ama shipua. Does this not tell you, says Rabban Bakiyat to Rabbi Zahira, does this not tell you that Shipua Hamadrega Kilamata? Because you're saying that once you're within Asarat Fafim, even though you may still be within the upper area of the terrace, it's also to plant. If the din was that the Shipua is considered to be part of the upper area, and that all we're concerned about is that there should be an upper area that's Mechalik Rishusli Atzma, but the parts, the upper parts would still be part of the area above, which is the way we wanted to suggest would be true of our Mishnah. So then what would be wrong about continuing to plant along the Shikua even if you're within 10 tefachim of the bottom one? You said that if we were talking about the Madriga, we wouldn't need 10 tefachim between the actual Shurot. So why wouldn't we say that it's not considered to be a Kilayim with the Tachtona at all? Since it's not really mixed, because it belongs back with the first one. Must be, we have a raya from here, that the shipua has a din of the lower terrace. Said he, Amalei, no, it does not do that, says Rabbi Zera, because it's Mishum Zra'im, Motim La'avir HaKeren. Maybe the region of the Yisra of a year is not because the roots are mixed, but because the vegetables, since they're on an angle and are going to be pulled downwards by gravity, they are being misachech over the carom, in which case they're also because of the sichel, not because of the fact that they're within 10 tefachim of the roots. Okay, so the practice continues. Ha'el yonah asuyaki carom. La'tachtonayim asuyaki carom is the upper terrace is planted as a vineyard, and the bottom terrace is planted with vegetables. The rea datoktona, you can seed the lower one and the shipua of the madriga going up towards the upper terrace. Achuhu magia liikah hagifanim, until you get within the area where the shorashim of the Gefanim would be, because then you don't want to mix the Shorashim that are coming in from the Zra'im on the side with the Shorashim that are underground of the Kerem above. Says Rabbi Bon Bar Chia. But whoops, sorry. I mean, says Rabbi Yossi. It's not quite true. Late Tan Ikar Gefanim Elalamata Mishlosha. But the point over here is, we said before, when it says Iker Gifanim, it doesn't mean literally Iker Gifanim, because Allah is if it's Lamata Mishlosha Tvachim, we had it two times before. Lamata Mishlosha Tvachim, we're not concerned for any mixture of, because it's like it goes under the ground, it goes under the ground, we don't care what's going on under the ground. So the same thing would be true over here, when you say up to the Iker Gifanim, it only means up to such a point at which you wouldn't have three Tvachim underground between it. We don't care. If the roots of the Gefanim go all the way down, let's say, to the bottom, I'd say, you can't plant on the edge, because it's below 3 tefachim at the ground level. Anything that's below 3 tefachim at the ground level, we're not mocking the mixture. God is a tani, like we learned in the Brisa. Shoshay Pe'ah, which was our classic example of this halacha, Pe'ah being a type of vegetable, was Shoshay Pe'ah to be nitless, it's also Arba Amot of the Kerem. The Shoashim extends into the 4 amas area around the Kerem. As long as they're going Lamata Mishlosha Tvachim, Hari Elu Mutarim, which is something would be true over here. If these things are climbing up the edge of the upper terrace, let them climb, even if the roots will mix, as long as it's within 3 tvachim, below 3 tvachim of the upper ground.
This
Just
a halacha.
Halacha gimel. Hamdale et hagefen. Das lamed. Medale et hagefen. Al miktat apipiyarot. Lo yavizera el tachat hamuta. Somebody who is allowing a vine now to climb up on a trellis that he's made. What is there a difference in English between a trellis that's made like a gazebo and a trellis that goes up and down vertically? Which one? The arbor is the one that's above, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So over here, the Pitzu Yarot is an arbor then, where you would have poles that support, now poles going across the area on top. Now, it takes time for the vines to grow all over those Pitzu Yarot. Nonetheless, once the vine has started growing, you cannot bring in Zra'im under any of that arbor, even though there's no vines on top of it. The Inhevi, if you do bring Loki Desh, they do not become also Selaim, as this is an extension of Rabbon and Aser. Lepatila, because it's Mu'ad, for it looks like it's part of the grape, but it's not really Kalayakar. The Imhalesha Desh, if new growth grows over the area that previously you planted, where there was no vines, and now it grows over them, then it will after it. If you have a vineyard, vines that are growing over part of an ilan srak, we'll see exactly how to define an ilan srak in terms of this halacha, then we say that the Yulam itself, the person isn't mocked on if it's struck. He's not mocked on it. And he essentially has been mikatseh the Elon for his kerem to grow over. And he's happy for the kerem to be growing over the Elon. So then the same halacha would be, don't plant under this Elon, even though the vines haven't reached all the way to where you want to plant. Because it's the same as planting under an apifiyah. By the way, it's very, very interesting that the Bagefen Shloshas Redeem, which is a simon of the various relationships of Klal Yisrael and Esav and so on, that the Gemara sees it as a vision of Yosef, that we call the arbor the Apifior, which is the same word for the Pope of Edom. No, the whole relationship of it is very strange that we see them somehow as relating to you know, Zelu Mazel, the guest of Israel. Sometimes it is a Bifior, it's Mamish, yeah. The same word. It's the word that's more used.
What's the sense of that?
Yeah, PCR is a Choshev person in Edom, which we now use for the church.
Well,
Hamidalet hagesen on miksat ilan ma'achal. On the other hand, if the gesen is throwing over some of an ilan ma'achal, we do not say that a person is miksat ilan ma'achal for his keren. And over there, it's mutar la'avizer al tachat ha-mutar. He would be allowed to bring even a chasil, he would be allowed to put a plant under the other area. And if new growth comes there, trim it back. Ma'aseh. Shalach of Yeshua to Rabbi Shmuel Miklaziz. Once Rabbi Shmuel and Klaziz, and he showed him, Ha'il Geffen, Shumudwell Miksat Te'ina. Over there, there was a Geffen that was growing on a Te'ina tree. Amalei, so he asked him, am I allowed to bring, Mani Lavi Zera, Takata Mutar? Can I bring it under the other part of the tree? Amalei Mutar, there's no problem. He took him from there to Beit Magunaya, to show him a geffen that was mudle al mitzat hakore of dan shal shikma. We'll go korot al beit. Now we know that they used to grow shikma for wood. And each solid piece was a korah of the shikma. And the central trunk was called the sadan. So there were many korot that were sticking out of it. And they actually viewed the wood here not as a tree, but as a korah. They would call it a korah. Because it was meant to be cut as very, very heavy wood. It was meant to be cut to be used for korot. So Omar Lay, what about over here? Omar Lay, taka to korah azu, asur l'shar mutar. The one that it's growing on is considered to be miyukut for the geffen. The other ones are miyukut for cutting down, they're not considered to be that you would be levatim unto the geffen. Ezel ilan tzirak, l'gabi this halacha. What do you find ilan tzirak? So the Tanakhama, what always does, kosher, you know, set payroll. If it doesn't make any payroll, then you'd be mavatla to the geffen. But the mayor says, no, when it comes to this halacha, everything's a nilan tzrak except for a zayat and a teina. Because the geffen is so kosher that other than a zayat and a teina, you would allow the vines to grow over your orange tree if that doesn't bother you. In which case, we would consider all of the branches of the orange tree to be an extension of the vines, as in a pufio. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi says the Hagadora is kosher in kamon notin sadot shlemot areze ilan tzrak. If it's the type of fruit that you would not grow an orchard of, so then you'd be mevatel to your keren. If it's kosher enough to grow a whole field of this type of tree, then that's already considered to be a hairy tree in terms of the din of kelayim for keren. We continue. Thank you.